Would you join me in learning the top 10 reasons to buy and hold Steam, which is a cryptocurrency that I believe is the investment of a lifetime? Because what I share with you might be enough to unlock incredible potential in terms of having a blog and earning money, in terms of spending time on social media and getting a return out of it, and in terms of investing and getting the return of a lifetime. These 10 reasons, I hope, if we're already on Steam, will empower us to easily pitch our friends, family members, and any investors we know on why Steam is an amazing buy and hold. These things I noticed before I bought any Steam. I chose to buy in before I had any emotional attachment, any investment. And I've put my money where my mouth is. I've cashed out all my retirement, all my stocks, all my bonds. I sold them, took the tax penalty, put it into Steam. I sold all of my other cryptocurrency investments and put all of them into Steam as well, based on what I'm about to share with you, all of which I discovered on my own after receiving an invitation to join Steam. I hope this will make it much easier to see why this is the investment of a lifetime, because I'd rather say, hey, it's great to be here with you when the price is $10 or $100 or $1,000, than for you to look at it from the outside and say, man, he's right, and I wish I'd have listened to what he said. Here we go. Top 10 reasons to buy and hold Steam. I just made this post first today on steamit.com/@JerryBanfield. I'll show you the details here, and I'm actually going to then crowdfund this on Steamit also as an ad. If it's on Facebook or YouTube as an ad, you'll get to see how easy it is to do crowdfunding as well. I'm very grateful to be a part of the Steam community. I've been a part of the Steam community since May 2017. Here we go. Number one, why is Steam a great long-term hold? I'm big into internet marketing and online advertising. Traffic equals value. Facebook bought Instagram for billions of dollars because of the amount of users it had every day. Steam, out of all the cryptocurrencies that exist, has one huge advantage: Google organic search traffic and social media sharing. Jerry, that's two, isn't it? I'll sum that up into one: traffic. While other cryptocurrencies are doing very creative strategies to market themselves, and others are just trying to spend ad dollars to get investors, Steam has built-in automatic free traffic because it's a blogging and social media platform, and that gives it fantastic power in terms of being able to resilient to come back after anything difficult with the price happens, as we'll go into later. I'll show you the data for yourself. Look at this. Steamit.com, which is the main Steamit website, it's 2,093 out of all the websites in the world. And what you can see is that while there was a bunch of hype and excitement, and as there was this initial downwave, then we've been on this viral growth curve, and Steam is consistently going up and up and up. Now, getting up into the very top 100 websites, I think, is possible within the next couple of years for Steam as more and more bloggers start posting on Steam. This, to me, is the number one reason to invest in Steam. It's got its own very powerful, consistent, and free traffic source. No other cryptocurrency has this good of a plan to essentially get users. And that leads us directly into number two. What makes Steam popular and unique among cryptocurrencies? Steam is one of the only cryptocurrencies on Earth that anyone can simply sign up for free and actually have a chance to earn decent money on it, if not make the investment of a lifetime. If you want to participate in Bitcoin and you don't have any money, what are you supposed to do? You can post on forums. You can try and run through some websites and hope to get a tiny bit of Bitcoin. You see, 98% of the world is not going to buy in and invest in a cryptocurrency. If we want mass adoption, we need a cryptocurrency where users can simply sign up and then start having the chance to earn, even if it's just 1 cent. The biggest difference psychologically is from zero or free or nothing to 1 cent something. Now, where we live, if you live in the U.S. with me, it may not be a big deal to earn 1 cent or a couple of cents on a blog post. In a lot of places in the world, to earn even a few cents for making a blog post is enough motivation to make blog posts all day, every day. That's the power of Steam we've got here. And if we look in the blue paper, it lays this out. The blue paper is the simplified version of the white paper. Steam is a protocol for enabling smart social currencies for publishers and content businesses. What we see here is this explained right away. The two building blocks of this protocol depend on each other for security. Then what we do, you see in here that unlike Bitcoin and Ether, you can simply earn Steam by using your brain. That is an incredible feature that you don't get on Bitcoin or Ethereum directly. Now, sure, you can use your brain to earn Bitcoin and Ethereum indirectly, but on Steam, it's as simple as signing up for free and making posts. And which this little funny term they've got, proof of brain here. You'll notice that these other blockchains do not have these properties. In the blue paper, it says these unique properties of Steam make it both smart and social compared to others. That equals mass adoption. Smart and social equals mass adoption. In my opinion, Bitcoin and Ethereum are not set up for mass adoption because 98% of the world has no interest in participating in something that requires an investment. That takes us to number three. Okay, well, how many people are using Steam? Right now, there are 376,000 users on Steam already, which, depending on what your reference is, might seem amazing or might not seem impressive. Compared to Facebook with 2 billion users, sure, a new social media network with a few hundred thousand accounts might not seem like a big deal. Keep in mind, Steam it has only been around for about a year now. Bitcoin, by comparison, has been around for 9 years. There are millions of Bitcoin wallets today after 9 years. In just a year, there are 376,000 Steam wallets on steemit.com, making it one of the very largest already in terms of raw number of wallets. If we look at growth, when I signed up in May 2017, there were 168,000 users when I signed up. We do the math, that's over 200,000 new users in 4 months. That's a viral growth cycle of 2 to 4 months. I'll show you the actual number of users here from SteamDB by Furion. This tracks the number of accounts there are every single day. This means the number of Steam wallets is going up rapidly, which is a good indication of true value. Ultimately, for a cryptocurrency, we're investing in the community of people using it. Bigger community equals more true value. I'll explain all the other things as we keep going through this. I'll try and answer every question you might have. And if you'd like to ask more, would you please post on the post on steemit.com on my profile, which you can see in the first, if I refresh, we can see how much this is earned. In the first 26 minutes, it's already earned $57, which is amazing. If you'd like to comment, would you please post on Steemit, because I can actually upvote your comment and give you money. I mean, this thing is just, it's crazy how good it is. Now, this takes us into number four. Okay, Jerry, that's great how many wallets it has, but how many transactions are people really making on Steam? And are people just signing up and looking around, or are people really doing something? The amazing thing is that Steam actually has more transactions already than Bitcoin and Ethereum combined. This means the blockchain on Steam has an incredible amount of activity on it. If we go look over here with SteamDB by Gesta, we can see the network performance. Steam has about 781,000 transactions in the last 24 hours. Now, those include upvotes, but every single upvote on Steam impacts how much steam another user gets. Therefore, all these transactions are a part of determining who gets how much steam. These are a reflection of user activity. 781,000 transactions are mostly smaller transactions. However, the amount of transactions is a good indication of the true value. Think about a bank. If you look at your bank, there'd be two key factors to what defines how valuable your bank is. Number one would be the number of transactions. How many times are people making check deposits, withdrawals? How many times are people accessing their bank account online? How many times are users buying and selling you on a credit card using the bank's credit card? The number of transactions for a bank would be a huge indicator of how valuable that bank is. If you have a small bank, you are likely to have a smaller number of transactions. If you have a huge bank, you're likely to have a larger number of transactions. If you're a smaller bank with a ton of transactions, that's probably a good indicator of growth, that your bank will need more branches, that you will be continuing to grow. And that's exactly what Steam has, a huge amount of transactions. Let's compare Steam to Bitcoin and Ethereum. Bitcoin in the last 24 hours has 268,000 transactions, while Ethereum has 338,000 transactions. Now, if we put the second element in, how much money is being transacted, on Bitcoin and Ethereum, there's a lot higher transactions per individual transaction. The average transaction, it says, on Bitcoin is 7.73 Bitcoin, because some transactions are very large in Bitcoin. For example, someone might send 1,000 Bitcoin in one transaction, which would then bring up the average significantly on all transactions. Then on Ethereum, the average transaction is 53 Ethereum or $15,000. Thus, the Bitcoin and Ethereum blockchains have a lot more money in terms of how big the transactions are. But part of the reason for that is each blockchain has been around a lot longer. It's gotten a lot of time and investment in it, and that's the current market price. While the average Steam transaction is very small today, as the price continues to increase, the average transaction size will also increase along with it. When you combine the Bitcoin and Ethereum transactions, then you have less transactions per day than you do on Steam. Steam is already number one in terms of transactions, which is a very good indicator of true value. It's not the only indicator, which is why we look at the rest of these. Number five, what is the number one feature of Steam? The biggest strength. The biggest strength of Steam relates to exactly what we've talked about already. Anyone, anywhere in the world can sign up and start a blog on Steam with no money. Start a blog with no money and immediately rank posts high in Google, combined with potential to earn money directly from upvotes. This makes Steam 10 times better than WordPress, Blogger, Medium, or any other blogging platform I've used. In fact, one of the most consistent and annoying challenges for the 6 years I've had my business online up until just finding Steam 4 months ago was my blog. With millions of followers online, I had a WordPress blog on my website with 500 plus posts, and I earned $20 a month from Google AdSense. $20 a month on 500 posts, and I still get about 20,000 views a month from Google organic search on my blog. That sucks for blogging for 5 years and having millions of followers online. Blogging is extremely difficult to get started with unless we use Steam. Steam makes blogging super easy. Now, I'll refresh and load the page again. I made $100 on this post I made 30 minutes ago. And most of my posts are earning about $100 on average. If you count some of the posts earning a lot, with some of the posts earning very little, which is $60. Now compare that with just 5 months ago, I was putting posts on my blog, on my website, and hardly earning anything at all from a massive effort. That's the number one feature, is this ability for anyone, whether you're in the USA like I am, or the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Nigeria, Vietnam, Thailand, China, Russia, where Russia even has their own Steam clone, which it proves the value even more that you can simply clone it and put it in another language and it works. Steemit is the best blogging platform, 10 times better than any other. Not only because of the traffic. Steemit, as I showed you with the Alexa ranking, the thing that happens in Google is the higher page rank you get, the easier it is to rank a blog post. Now, while most bloggers throw up blogs on all these other websites and struggle to get any traffic, bloggers on Steemit are putting a post on a very high page rank website. Steemit ranks so good that I've posted examples showing how my articles rank above Fortune.com articles. Articles that I just throw out on Steam real quick are ranking above established journalists on established websites. Now, Steemit is only a year old. This is going to continue to get better and better as more people use Steam. In fact, in a few years, I see that there no other blogging choice will make sense. It already doesn't make sense to use any other blogging website. And just purely from a blogging standpoint, Steam is already by far the best choice. And give it more time and it will become the dominant, the number one choice for a blog. There's absolutely no reason to use WordPress, to use Medium, to use Blogger, to use anything else once you've seen Steam. Just the search engine ranking alone is worth it. But then there's another huge part. You can actually earn money directly from the upvotes. Now, sure, with having millions of followers online, it's easier for me to just make a post and watch it earn money, now up to $115 in real time. Now, those are not normal results. If you're starting a business from nothing and you have no followers and you don't keep up with your friends on Facebook and you don't have anyone else you know on Steam. Now, you are not going to earn $100 on every single post you make. However, you are very likely to start earning a few cents on every post you make almost immediately. Now, when I started a blog, it cost me money. I spent hundreds and then thousands of dollars just on hosting my blog and then on trying to promote my blog and get people to read it. On Steam, we have the best chance to get more readers and we also can get paid. Now, almost everyone I've seen on Steam that has consistently made an effort, who has consistently made amazing blog posts, starts earning 5, 10, 20, 30, sometimes 50 plus dollars on either average or on a post every week or so. There's no other blogging platform that makes it that easy. And that's why Steam is, that's the number one strength of Steam. Now, when we build that into this related ability, the app thing that blows this out of the water, you can actually then make top apps on top of the Steam blockchain that add additional features. For example, if I open up DTube over here for you and go to dtube.video, you will see that there are all these videos now that you can also post directly to the blockchain on Steemit. Any developer can make their own app like DTube, and then throw that on top of the existing Steam blockchain to add features like video hosting, to add features like music. This empowers any developer with entry-level knowledge of the Steam blockchain, which can be obtained in a few weeks, combined with any existing coding knowledge to build apps that natively publish to the Steam blockchain. This is just ridiculous how good this is. And the Steemit white paper lays out a lot more detail about this. If you want the technical details of it, the Steam white paper is updated August 2017. It's got 32 pages in depth of exactly how amazing Steam is. I like this statement in it. It says, in 2014, Reddit hypothesized its platform would be improved if everyone who contributed to Reddit.com by posting stories, adding comments, were rewarded with a fair share in Reddit Inc. That's exactly what Steam seeks to do. And that is why this is just incredible. Now, number six, you might ask, okay, well, when will the price of Steam go up? I believe within 6 months, the price of Steam, which is currently about a dollar, is going to blow up to $10+, and it's going to do it very quickly. As one single investor begins discreetly buying millions of dollars of Steam after perhaps seeing this exact video or reading this post on Steam, I believe that one single investor is going to drive the value of this up, because the opportunities to earn while holding Steam, that's what really puts all of this together for an investor. I've written much more about this in the post linked here, 10 Reasons for $10 Steam Price, which is a lot like this one. It's very similar. Number seven, and this is why an investor will buy in. What makes Steam a perfect investment is the ability to earn more Steam just by holding it in Steam Power. I hold my Steam in Steam Power. If you look over here and scroll down, I have 63,000 Steam Power today, which is currently worth about $71,000. That's all of my retirement cashed out into Steam. That's all of my cryptocurrency, or almost all of my cryptocurrency earnings. Some of them I actually put in the bank and paid bills with, cashed over into Steam. So what I have today, while it's worth $71,000 today, I believe in 6 months, this account will be worth $600+ thousand. And that's why I've put everything into it, because everything I'm showing you lines up exactly perfect. If you like hockey, it's like the goalie just slipped and fell down and you've got a wide open shot to knock the puck in the goal. It's like the cornerback in football fell down and the receiver's wide open. All you have to do is throw the ball. I mean, this is ridiculously easy. So I'll show you why there's so many ways to earn with Steam Power that it makes it really lucrative to buy in and then just hold it and continue posting. So there's the easiest way to earn on Steam. You can actually earn money just upvoting posts. These are called curation rewards. I've earned 17 Steam Power. That's about $20 just by upvoting posts in the last week. Now, I've also used another strategy that I'll show you in a minute. Now, think about that. Imagine on Facebook, if you just liked comments and liked posts and earned money, that's exactly how this works on Steam. And guess what? I've got a system to even maximize the curation rewards. If you put $1 million in the Steam, you can earn something like $1,000+ a week just upvoting posts. You don't even have to do anything other than upvoting posts. In fact, if you use an upvoter to upvote popular authors, you can even do this automatically. For example, you set an author like me on an automatic upvote and you'll earn outstanding rewards just by automatically upvoting. Now, I recommend trying to use the vote to help new authors, because that's the most powerful way our votes can be used. We're guaranteeing our future. But just by upvoting posts, clicking that upvote button, that earns money. As you can see, I'll scroll down and show you how this works. So what happens is the dollar amount shown on these posts is actually split among the creator of the post or the author and the people upvoting it. And what happens, the earnings then are split into earnings for curators, upvoters, and authors. So obviously being an author is the best way to earn, but just even upvoting a post allows us to earn also. For example, this one. The total payout's $95, but the people who upvoted it earned $17 of that payout. If you look on these, that's why people are upvoting my posts, because the people upvoting them earn money back also. While the author earns the majority, just upvoting posts earns money. That's just one way. Making a post allows us to upvote our own posts. If we've got $1 million+ in Steam, our upvote is worth $100+ every single time. We can make 10 of those votes every single day. Yes, you heard me correctly. If you've got $1 million+ Steam, you can upvote yourself hundreds, if not thousands of dollars every single day. Now, is that the absolute best way to use it on behalf of the community? No. I'm just saying there's some serious earning potential here. In addition to that, Steam Power earns 2% in interest. Just holding my Steam Power earns me 2% interest. Meanwhile, if I had that $70,000 in a bank, I'd be lucky to get 1% on it. That's a difference of hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. You can even look at Steam Power as just a certificate of deposit with the chance to have a huge rate of return. Even if you don't upvote, even if you don't post, you can simply look at it as a savings account that earns higher interest with the potential then to actually go up in value also. When you've got US dollars or another currency sitting in your account, you're actually losing money because the government's printing more money. Your buying power is going down faster than interest is going up. Having the money just sitting in Steam Power, not even using it, that is much better than having it sitting in a certificate of deposit or a savings account. Yes, there's some risk. The Steam blockchain could collapse. You could lose it. But the upside is way higher than the downside. If you want the absolute easiest way to earn, there's this minnowbooster.net/market where we can even lend out our Steam Power. So let's say you buy a bunch of Steam Power, you can then lend it out for a net APR between 20 and 24%. You can simply loan the Steam Power you have in your account out. Now, you don't actually loan any of the real Steam you have, you're just loaning the voting power. I gave this a try. I loaned out 35,000 Steam Power, which is a little over half of the Steam in my account, and I get 30 Steam every single day back from this. Now, I'd prefer to have my voting power. I just gave this a test. So if you have, for example, if you did this on 350,000 Steam Power, so if you put 350,000 Steam into Steam Power, which you could get for a little over $350,000 or $400,000 today, you would then get back about $300, $300 to $400 or so every single day just by loaning out the Steam Power. That's in addition to the interest that's paid on Steam Power. That doesn't even consider the price going up. I mean, there's so many ways to earn with this. This is just crazy. Now, the best way to earn is to combine all these methods together. I started with about 30-something thousand Steam, and I've been going in every single way I can participate in the community. As you can see, I've nearly doubled my investment, plus I've cashed out some. I've also bought some more back in. But you can see in just 4 months, I now have 63,000 Steam instead of 35,000. That's incredible. If I had this sitting in my checking account, I'd have maybe $50 or $100 more than I had 4 months ago. Instead, I've got an account that originally was worth about $30,000+. It's now worth $70,000 today. And that's with no change in the Steam price. If anything, the Steam price has dropped a little bit since I bought in, and my account's still worth about double what I started with, even when the price has been a temporary spike and then flat. That brings us to the next question. Okay, if this is, and then I'll cover a couple more details about risks and it going in the next two. Number 8, when will celebrities start using Steam? If it's really as awesome as I say it is, obviously some celebrity is going to want to get in on this. If me with a couple million followers online who mostly haven't met me in person, who follow me for tutorials, if I can pull 13,000 of my own followers when I'm able to pull $100+ a post with what compared to a celebrity is a relatively small following, If you pull what people would say a real celebrity and put a real celebrity on Steam, a real celebrity could easily earn $500 to $1,000 a post by bringing tons of their own followers. And it'll only take one celebrity to absolutely destroy the price. I joined in May, and I've brought tens of thousands of my followers from YouTube and Facebook over onto Steam. Imagine if someone, Tim Ferriss, Gary Vaynerchuk, Kim Kardashian, Jamie Foxx, Amanda Palmer, Brene Brown, whoever your favorite celebrity is, imagine when that celebrity comes across this information and takes a look. You mean I can cut my blogging company? What you can see is the opportunity to cut a whole bunch of expenses, sign up on Steam, bring a whole bunch of friends, followers, fellow investors, and essentially give up control from the system to be free of agents and publishers to just step into Steam, ask all the followers to come over to Steam, and just straight publish on Steam. A celebrity coming over wouldn't even need to publish books anymore because the Steam blog would earn more than publishing books would for them. Now, as soon as this happens, as soon as the news of one celebrity, just one, Brad Pitt signs up for Steam, just one celebrity joining in one day, all the traders, the news will spread like wildfire and everyone will be trying to grab Steam. The Steam that's on the markets is only a small percentage of the total. The price will just blow up if it's at a dollar or something when this happens. The price may go up to $20+ in a single day as buying demand goes through the roof and almost no one is ready to sell. If you don't have Steam before this happens and then you see the price being $20 or $50, it'll be too late to have got in on the majority of the potential return. I think that one celebrity joining will be a part of a series of events that blows the Steam price up actually over $50 relatively quickly. And then as people look to cash out, it will probably drop back to $10 or $20 as people see, oh my God, it's $50. I bought all this at a dollar. I want to cash some of it out. That leads us into number 9. Will Steam survive a huge price drop? Most cryptocurrencies have never seen a price drop of 98% from their high. Imagine if the Bitcoin price dropped from $4,000 to $80. That's a 98% loss of value. Or if Ethereum from a high of $400 went back to $8. Would anyone keep using Bitcoin or Ethereum? Now, some of these currencies that are like Bitcoin and Ethereum, they've never been this high before. Would they even live through a drop of this kind? Well, I think for the majority of the existing cryptocurrencies, we'll go out of business when what I call a death spiral or a death drop comes in. The majority of existing currencies will go out of business when there's a huge price drop, as investors all sell out on the way down and no more users sign up. The good news is Steam already did this. Steam already went through a death drop and lived to tell. Almost no other currency has went through a drop this brutal. Now, yes, a couple have. Litecoin went up to $40 in 2013, dropped down to about $2. That's why I think Litecoin is solid, because Bitcoin went up to over to 1,000, then dropped to 170. When we contemplate currencies surviving a downtime, that's when Steam gets really attractive. We know Steam already made it through an incredible high and an incredible low. It went down to as low as 7 cents, at which point several investors dumped hundreds of thousands of dollars into it, which then quickly got the price back up to a dollar. Now, Steam has proof that despite nearly being worthless, new users will continue to sign and join up at any price. And that's what makes Steam incredible. Regardless of how much it's selling for today, the ability to write a blog that ranks high and potential to earn at least something will continue to allow Steam to grow as a community no matter what happens in the world of cryptocurrency prices. Look at the history yourself. See how this looks. I'll show you exactly how it looks right here so we can take a look at this together. Now, today, here's the whole history of Steam right here. So it first came out at about 60-something cents, at which point it was merely more than an initial coin offering, merely more than a hope and a good idea. The price then went down to about 20 cents. Now, look at how this happened. It initially came out, and then the price kind of dwindled a little bit over the first few months of release, and then this is what is about to happen. We're in this area where all of a sudden, it goes from 20 cents on July 4th here. All of a sudden, we go from, where is it? It's 29 cents on July 8th. On July 9th, it goes to 42 cents. On July 10th, 64. July 11th, 84. July 12th, $1.98. July 13th, $3.30. And then we go up to July 14th, $4.31. It went up 20 times. It went up 20 times in the space of about 10 days or 2 weeks. That's what's going to happen again. I'm absolutely certain of it. That's why I have all my money in there. That's why I'm telling you this today, so you can be one of the people who gets in on this beforehand. Because there's no value in saying I told you so afterhand. I'm not going to sit around and make videos when the price is $50 for Steam and say, I told you so, because you know what? That's annoying. What's amazing is to be told something beforehand and to get in on it. Then guess what happened? See, the problem was, and we'll go into some more of this in number 10. Well, why don't I just show you that right now? Number 10, why have so, you might ask, okay, Jerry, with all these points you've made, why have so many investors, speculators, and traders, I actually need to edit this, failed to realize the value of Steam. I need to go edit this post right now. Failed. Whoops, I got caps lock on. Failed to realize the value of Steam. There we go. Update post. Why have so many investors failed to realize the value of Steam? Let's go back up here and look at this. When Steam was first released, as I just said, the price blew up. It was up to the number 3 cryptocurrency. So the investors were well aware of the value of Steam when it was released. This is not something that no one's ever been on top of. In fact, the cryptocurrency market was all over it when it first came out. Everyone could see the points I was telling you. Fortunately, for those of us today having the chance to invest at a dollar, when Steam is actually worth much more. When I was buying Bitcoin at $170 after it had dropped from $1,000, I knew the true value of Bitcoin was worth way more. When I bought Bitcoin every day at $200 and $300 and $400 and $500, I knew it was actually going to be worth a lot more. I put every dollar I could afford to put into Bitcoin because I knew it was worth a lot more. For those of us today that can see Steam is worth much more, it's way undervalued. The reason it is because so many mistakes happened with Steam in the first year that most traders will not touch it today. Without confirmation that it is a better investment now. This is keeping the price artificially low and is begging for correction. Now, we have the unique opportunity, at least if it's September 19th for you, 2017, we have the unique opportunity to get in before this happens. When I first bought into Steam in 2016, I had it on Poloniex. Now, Steam at this point had a 100% inflation policy in place. So what happened is all of the things I've pointed out drew a ton of excitement in Steam. And then guess what happened? Steam's 100% inflation policy meant that you pretty much had to put your Steam into Steam Power because the interest rate was about 100%. If you held your Steam Power, you got paid a ton more Steam every day. And if you didn't do that, you lost value every day. So I bought into Steam, it might have been in July or August, right when it was high, of course. And then the price continued to drop. The price dropped 90% from when I first bought it, so I must have bought it at about $4. The price dropped 90%, and I looked in my portfolio and I said, this is stupid. What's wrong with this currency? It does nothing but go down. And that's what a lot of other traders and speculators experience, the exact same thing. The inflation policy that Steam had in place in 2016 ruined it for almost all of the traders and investors in the short term. And what happened is, as Steam continued to print more and more, by December the price was down from a high of $4 to almost 10 cents. Almost every investor that initially bought sold and said, Steam is stupid, it sucks, I'm not using it anymore. At that time, Steam changed the 100% inflation policy due to demand from the community, realizing that this 100% inflation policy was destroying in relationships with investors like me at the time, just buying and holding it on an exchange. By this time, it was already essentially too late in the short term to fix this little problem. In fact, I invested in Steam in May 2017. At that time, I did not even realize the 100% inflation policy had been changed. 5 or 6 months after it had been changed, as a new investor, I did not realize that change had happened. What's happening is it's taking a long time for investors to see that Steam has fixed a lot of the mistakes. If that wasn't enough, the Steam price bottomed out to about 7 cents in March 2017 as news of the co-founder Dan leaving Steemit came out. The co-founder of Dan left Steemit to form another cryptocurrency, leading a lot of investors to then sell out and figure Steam was just going to die. Well, as we can see, it's made a big comeback. I joined in May 2017, and I started promoting it heavily in June 2nd, 2017, when the price was a dollar, and then right after that, coincidentally or not, we have a huge price spike right after this back up to $2. And I would say this was due in large part to me promoting it, which also received crowdfunding on Steam. So if Steam hadn't given me $3,000 to advertise it, I then made a bunch of videos and advertised it heavily. You can see just my little tiny bit of influence may have helped contribute to the price going up to almost $3 in just a period of a couple of days. Now, as the then in seeing this huge price increase, a lot of the people waiting to cash out for here started cashing out, and then Bitcoin has been blowing up, and now Steam is in a perfect position for an absolute huge explosion again, as it's drastically undervalued because this explosion here in price also started drawing in a whole bunch of new users and new interest again. So Steam has already survived gigantic, horrible setbacks that most cryptocurrencies have never been through. It's survived losing 98% of the value. Steam has survived losing the co-founder. It's survived an inflation policy that ruined relationships with Trader. If all of that's not enough, the number one exchange for Poloniex in terms of where the most Steam is held is currently broken. Steam withdrawals have been disabled for most of the last month, meaning no new deposits or withdrawals. Poloniex is one of the highest volume places usually where Steam is traded. For over a month on Poloniex and most of the last 3 months off and on, Poloniex's interface has not been working with Steam, and Poloniex refuses because they're overwhelmed with way more than they can handle. Poloniex refuses to do almost anything to actually get it to work. Poloniex instead demanding changes, which then have been made, which they haven't responded to. Now, this has been keeping the price artificially low as well, as demand continues to try and go up on Bitrex. Meanwhile, the price goes up on Poloniex in comparison gently to Bitrex and then does the same thing to drop. So despite all of these huge setbacks, the price of Steam is still a dollar today. And it's still valued at hundreds of millions of dollars. To me, resilience is the main quality of something I want to look at as an investor. It's the same thing in a relationship. I'm married, and one of the most valuable parts of our relationship is resilience. Can we get through hard times? Can we get through when my business nearly went bankrupt? Can we get through when I go to AA and get sober? Can we get through before that when I was an alcoholic drinking and causing a bunch of problems? Can we get through moving? Can we get through having a child? For being an investor, resilience is the crucial component, because nothing's going to just go up forever. The question is, can something survive the ups and downs? Steam has clear proof of resilience, surviving brutal ups and downs, and even despite seemingly everything working against Steam's favor in terms of actually being traded on exchanges, it still has a good price today. Steam is getting tons of new users, thousands of new users signing up every day, which I would argue puts it in the top 5 or 10 of any cryptocurrency in terms of number of new user wallets. Steam is the investment of a lifetime that's here today that we can capitalize on, and that a investor with millions of dollars is getting close to starting the process of buying a little bit, thousands of dollars of Steam every day, gently to not blow the price up. And then perhaps finishing with a huge buy that blows the price up and then makes all the rest of the investments worth 5 or 10 times what they were originally. With hundreds of thousands of users on Steam, there's a huge incentive for every individual user to pitch any investor that user knows because of these upvotes. Now, any investor I know, of course, I want to pitch you on Steam, because if you put $100,000 of Steam into your account, you can give me money on every single upvote, which will also give you back money. There's huge viral growth incentives here because we can essentially hold this like a checking account. Hey, mom, would you put in $10,000 to Steam? Then you can upvote me a dollar or so on every one of my posts at the current price. When the price goes up 10 times, mom will be able to upvote 10 times as much, $10 on every single post. And you can cash it out at any time. Now, in the wallet, if you've got it in Steam Power, it takes 13 weeks to withdraw all of it, but you can withdraw 7% of it every week. It's kind of like a certificate of deposit. If you've got it in Steam, you don't earn any of the voting power, but you can just hold Steam on an exchange, and that's liquid just like anything else is. I'm extremely grateful today. My friend Robert invited me to join Steam when it was 21 cents. My friend Robert invited me to join in April 2017. If I would have bought into Steam at that time, I could have bought 5 times as much as I bought buying in May 2017. Now, I've shared this with you so that you may be able to avoid essentially the same mistake I did. When Robert first sent me a text message, he said, "Join Steam, you'll thank me later." I looked at it, I saw him making a dollar to a post, and I said, "That's stupid. Who needs another social media website? Who needs another blogging platform? It's not worth anything." And that cost me essentially 80% of my returns. My contempt prior to investigation cost me 80% of my own returns. I had the money, I could have bought in April instead of May, and I could have had 4 or 5 times as much original Steam as I had. That put me, instead of having 70,000 today, I'd probably have 200,000 today. Watching this, I hope, is useful for you. You can avoid the same thing. Today it's at a dollar. Within 6 months, it will be at $10 or higher. I think in 6 months it's possible to hit $50 or $100. As investors look around at all of these currencies and struggle to find one that has a really good value. As investors look around and say, okay, Bitcoin's already high, Ethereum's already high, most of these are as high as they've ever been. Where is one that I can sink a few $100,000 into and potentially turn that into millions of dollars? Where can I sink $1 million into one of these and turn that into 10 million or 20 million? As investors look around, most of these aren't a very attractive investment because they're already as high as they've ever been. Look at Bitcoin. The highest Bitcoin's ever been is 5,000. Is it a really attractive investment to buy Bitcoin at 4,000? I mean, Steam's been to $4. It's already been four times higher than it's been today. I mean, that's easy math right there. It's been four times higher before. And it's been the number three cryptocurrency. You realize when Steam goes to $10 in price, that wouldn't even put it in the top five right now. It wouldn't even put it in the top five. Steam's already been number three before. Steam very easily could go up to $100. At $100, it still wouldn't be as big as Bitcoin. And Steam, if it has 10 times as many users as now, absolutely would be worth $100. At this rate, Steam will have 10 times as many users as it does now because of viral growth in 2018. $100 Steam price would put it essentially back to where it's already been before. That's why I've got all my money in Steam. This is the best, this is the best opportunity by far. If you'd like to read more, here are a few of the key resources I've mentioned that are linked in the post. It's one of the newest posts currently on steamit.com/@JerryBanfield. I've got the blue paper. This is the recommended starting place to read more. The white paper is more heavy technical details. Good reading if you want to make a big investment. The official Steemit blog, if you want to see the official Steam updates, you just go to the steamit.com/@steamitblog. You can see the official updates here. For example, radically updated white paper, state of expansion. You can see the official Steemit blogs here. And if you want just the developer side of it, you can see some of the developer specific updates right here. Thank you very much for watching this video about Steemit.com, which is the main interface for the Steam blockchain. I'm Jerry Banfield. I'm very grateful to present this to you today. I hope this has been extremely helpful for you. If you've watched all the way to the end, would you please leave a comment on either YouTube or Facebook, wherever you're at, because then not only will I have the chance to answer your question, I tend to look for comments that say I watched all the way to the end. Because if you've watched 50 minutes, I really want to hear from you. You're one of the top 1% in terms of viewers. I want to know what you think of this. And if you've watched all the way to the end and you make a comment, you're very likely to get responses from other people besides me as well. Thank you. I'm so excited you've been here. And finally, there's one more part of Steam that's amazing. It's the steemit.com/witnesses. In Steam, mining is not wasteful and competitive like it is in existing blockchain. Steam is environmentally friendly, requiring witnesses to essentially get votes instead of compete on hashing power. Most of the mining in terms of computational power, if it were stripped of the unnecessary competitiveness, is fairly easy. It doesn't take that much of a computer to just simply contribute to a blockchain. Steam has an awesome delegated proof of stake system, which allows witnesses as Steam witnesses, we are called witnesses instead of miners. Witnesses create the blockchain in real time. The witness list on here, the top witnesses get about 200, top 20 witnesses get about 250 steam power a day, or 250 steam worth of steam power a day for building the blockchain in real time. I'm very grateful. I'm currently number 29, which is amazing given I'm a fairly new witness. I started being a witness. I set up my Ubuntu Linux server from scratch with no previous experience just a few months ago. I've then produced guides on how to do it. Being a STEAM witness is one of the very best opportunities to participate in STEAM. It's the highest level opportunity, essentially. This video I've made, the post on STEAM, this is an essential part of my work as a witness. Witnesses are responsible for maintaining the blockchain in real time. Every 30 minutes, my server is producing the next block in the blockchain for STEAM. Witnesses are responsible for creating the blockchain in real time for STEAM. This is a part of my service as a witness to build and grow STEAM as a blockchain. If you are using STEAM, would you please upvote me as a witness at steamit.com/the tilde symbol, which is on the upper left of the keyboard with shift, witnesses. I'm number 29 currently, and I am very grateful for every single witness vote I get. You know you've made a successful vote for a witness when it's blue. Each of us has up to 30 witness votes, which is how I'm voting for so many other witnesses, along with voting for myself. Participation in witness voting is the most crucial part, the most important vote we make on STEAM. If you would like me to handle all of your witness votes for you, that's the very easiest way to do it. And I'm grateful hundreds of STEAM users are trusting me to make all witness votes. Would you please just put Jerry Banfield in and set as a proxy, and then all of your votes will be delivered through all of my votes. That'll automatically put in a vote for you and put in a vote for me and put in a vote for every other witness I'm voting for. Thank you very much for experiencing 10 reasons to buy and hold STEAM. I love you. You're awesome. I appreciate this time we've had together, and I hope you have a wonderful day today. If you end up joining STEAM after seeing this video, would you please leave a comment on one of my posts on STEAM to say, hey, I saw specifically your top 10 reasons to buy and hold STEAM video, and I'm here today because of this. Because that will help let me know what I'm doing right to give to you. Thank you. I hope to see you again in another video.